First thing, Atan, just now Vince mentioned about the five hindrances. What are they? I mean, hindrances to what?
To kusala.
To kusala.
Calm or understanding, depending on samatha or...
So, depending.
But actually, it cannot be the hindrance for vipassana at all. Because there must be more and more understanding of whatever it is. That's why no matter is there, you can hinder the samatha development, but not vipassana.
I was suggesting that the only hindrance to vipassana was wrong view, but even wrong view can be understood.
Avicca.
Avicca.
The sixth one is avicca for vipassana.
Not hearing the Dhamma, first of all, is a hindrance.
You cannot understand at all. In England, I met an old man and we talk about reality and he couldn't accept that there is no table, there is no one at all. For him, it's so real.
But isn't that wrong understanding because he believes table is real?
Yes, because of avicca.
I mean, all akusala and avicca is
yes.
Truth.
But even wrong view can be object of understanding.
Yes, that I agree.
But
that
when avicca is so dark, cannot go through. But I think that if we think about hindrance, it can hinder.
Many things. We can think about many things and hinder. Like we were talking this morning about holding the snake by the wrong end. So even if you do it without understanding, thinking about Dhamma without understanding, it can be a hindrance.
But you see, the hindrance is our five. And also, not seeing the benefit of understanding it. It's avicca.
It's avicca. But we can go on to say that even the lopa that arises with avicca is further entrance because it takes one further
away. Because you see that we usually cling to lopa. We don't mind about avicca with lopa at all. We just cling. So that can be object of understanding. And when it's the object of understanding, it's less avicca.
But even avicca cannot be the object of understanding.
See, that is we are trying to think about whether this is or that is not or something like that. But actually, what is opposite of avicca?
Opposite of avicca. Hmm. And this I still wonder. Sometimes we use avicca and versus avicca, but right view, the opposite of right view is wrong view.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying wrong view.
That's
is
why avicca cannot be eradicated until arahatship, while titi is eradicated from the very beginning.
So even a sotapanna has a hindrance of avicca.
If you don't use hindrance, can we say that it still have avicca?
Still have avicca. And also Thina
Mida. Just the opposite, see. And so Vitaka is opposite of what, and so on. Piti is opposite of what, see.
So when the Buddha talks so much about the hindrances, what was his aim?
Just if you really indulge in it.
Reminder about the harm of akusala.
Yes.
He was also actually encouraging every kind of kusala. So, hindrances are hindrances to kusala. So, it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, but when I read Tipitaka, I don't think about this at all, whether how it can and how it is. But I just know that it's not self, it's such a characteristic which can be known as it is. Otherwise, we don't know at all what is what. But when we know the details, so we can have less and less attachment to it.
Eating is one of the hindrances.
No,
sense desire
actually,
for samatha. Not for vipassana. The hindrance is not for vipassana.
Yes, it just only one, avicca. But you see that you have to let go so as easy as it is by conditions. Mm. Otherwise, lopa comes in all the time. Mm. So very tricky to take you here and there.
Right, right.
There's no telephone.
If not this, then the other one. It's always something to attach.
That's why Panya has to be so great that it can arise at any time by conditions until it can let go. And let go means let go the idea of self. So according to different vipassanas, it seems like it's not really like, but actually each one, see, just like now, when we talk about nama and rupa, it means to have more understanding about that in order to be more one. Just the point is to be more one.
Well, some teacher may say, if you cannot even let go Guidya, what else can you let go?
No, because you see, we do
that's
not
different.
Let,
that's different.
We do not let go the taste, the clinging to the taste. We let go to keeping it as something permanent. Mm. This is the point.
The first taste. That's what people don't understand. They don't know that the first thing is to let go.
First,
you take it for something, then you attach to it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then you take it for something that is to be this thing, to be followed. When the fact is that it's just moment arising and falling away. So, the wrong understanding about things being permanent, that's what we should be understanding first, not being less attached.
Right.
And when people think about letting go, they think about letting go attachment to different things like taste and sensuous object, but actually to take it, to self, keep on I, the whole life, next life, other life. But before there can be the letting go of the idea of self. See, it has to go very naturally. Everything, but developing the understanding of the characteristic of each as it is, so that there can be the moment of realizing the truth that it as it is not me.
It's like even before the Buddha's time and in other religions, they see the danger of attachment to sensuous objects, so they find a way to have less attachment to enter. Develop more calm and concentration. So these people are the same. When they say you should be letting go of sensuous attachment, means they haven't heard the Buddha's teachings. They have some idea about the dangerous attachment to sense objects, but it's nothing to do with the Buddha's teachings.
And that's why they are different between the Buddhists as monk or lay people.
And even monks don't become monks to let go of attachment, just to understand. They to let go of arahat, but still they know only with arahat is there a eradication of attachment. Before that, it's not. So you can't just expect to have less attachment to sense objects before you reach anagami. So even someone who is becoming a monk knows.
But Panya can see the danger of being indulged in the sensuous object or other things as well. That's why it's naturally the better understanding of let go the idea of self. Because hearing about that which arises and falls away and never to return, not enough at all. And it's not enough when the vipassanayana, the beginning of vipassanayana, the first vipassanayanas, cannot have the letting go yet.
No. And why do you say that? Then the first vipassanayana cannot...
Because to see the true characteristic of realities in the beginning is not enough.
And what do you mean
it
by...
It begins to understand that is real, but not enough. To let go.
Not a danger of falling away yet.
Is that the reason? Not the danger of falling away? Because only when the next stage where it sees rise and fall.
And in a day, is there any moment of thinking about that as no me at all? Only that which arises and falls away, the sound of bird and the breeze and so on. See, it has to sit in from time to time. As conditioned by some level of understanding until it's more enough. to be more natural by himself, by hearing or seeing. So that must be the moment of being borrowed of reality as not self before other beings. This is life, that's all in life.
So being bored of reality in general is being bored of all realities. Just the rising and falling, rising and falling.
When there's no experiencing of the characteristic as it is, it's still the idea of something I am bored of.
Yes. But when you're saying that in the...
To be bored of the characteristic which is not self came later, much later. Because it has to again and again and again.
Until it's firm, more and more firm.
And especially it has to be as natural as daily life. About don't underestimate. Don't forget about life is so short. Everything just sail around of conditions from moment to moment. So no expectation to be bored or sensuous object, but to begin to see life as so boring. Nothing but conditions, condition that which arises and falls away in split seconds, like magic, and you are attached to that, thinking that it's so real, so stable, and so permanent.
Acham, that's why you say one word at a time, each word, because we tend to not even consider one word, just one this, one that, one this, one that, all the time.
Thinking about every word together as a whole, but actually just one, very short.
Like right now, there's one reality appearing at a time, but we're asking about something else all the
and
time.
We can see that even we are reminded that all millions reality and volumely, but it's not time yet to see that. By then, as it is seen and more understanding, it doesn't mind at all about those reality which do not appear but just arise and fall away by conditions. Otherwise, that must be regret. Nothing appears as it is now, but actually, it's gone, all gone. So the understanding is firmer and firmer, more stable. To whatever has gone, doesn't matter because it's life, just like this. So whatever appears is over, no matter this or that.
No citta arise on the nail, right? There must be no citta arise on the nail.
On the hair, is there?
Hair, nail. But even when we cut the nail, when it get too... when it get too close, it still hurt.
Yes.
Right, but not because of the nail. It's because the skin nearby.
So you can start experimenting on your body. Whereas kaya pasada was.
So the idea of my being, as long as I so many things as this or that, I should be satisfied. Not just one yet, only one.
And that's
can
how.
Can you say a little more, Jan?
Because you see that even hardness or no citta arising there at all, no feeling. But that is the idea of people being so not yet nothing but that, only one. So
and still the idea of nail.
So it does not appear well. So we understand the meaning what is there in the Tipitaka for just appear well. It has to be by direct awareness and panya together. But people just want to have direct awareness. They don't mind about panya. See, but what's the use of having such if that can be the direct awareness without panya? It's not direct. But the technical samadhi concentration for sati.
I think that's the reason why the tradition like Goenka end up thinking that they experience kalapas. They're more concerned about experiencing, not about understanding. If they had heard the word kalapa while studying Dhamma, not as associated with the practice and saying that you can experience, so first understand what kalapa is, what the texts say about kalapa, then they'll know that it's not, it's a totally different understanding.
Actually, they focus on Vedana. They focus on whatever feeling, Vedana. Actually, it's not mental feeling. The physical feeling, they call that sensation.
Yes.
Focus on the sensation and try to be upekkha, try to be indifferent, not attached, not dislike. That's
but,
the whole.
But they go on to talk about experiencing kalapas.
Then they talk about whole body is just arising passively, bhanga. When you examine the body, keep examining to the degree, and then it's just vibrating. It's just the whole body just vibrating. If it's so easy, then why would the Buddha do that?
No. Trying to see kalapa.
That's
why I'm saying, Ajahn. It's because when you said that people don't think about understanding, they just want to have sati. They think about having experienced certain experiences. So that experience, wanting to experience vedana, that would lead to thinking that they're experiencing more and more, and that is success. Just experience different things, kalapas and everything. So no understanding from the beginning. They're not even curious about what the Buddha taught about kalapas, what kalapa means.
But that kind of practice have some strange effect. People do become more happier and willing to help people and less angry.
So like any other religion, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, you do that also, the same.
It's like, it's a silent yoga.
They cannot understand and they do not think about that. The teachings is for detachment with understanding. But the desire to know, to practice, to experience, it's all attachment, no? So how can it condition the understanding? So they forget.
Even worse, more and more detail.
Yeah, to wrong understanding.
Because so much control on attention.
Some confusion, really. It's just like they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what they don't know.
Right.
So they don't think about understanding at all. That's why the teachings of the Buddha cannot help them. Because all about understanding and let go by understanding.
So we can see to some extent, Ajahn, that it's understanding and detaching from the beginning. Understanding and detachment go together. So in a way we can say the detachment is being developed.
Cannot be without understanding.
It cannot be. It's clear that it comes only with understanding.
That's right. Not trying to have detachment, but developing understanding.
We sometimes say to a fish doesn't know it lives in water.
Right.
A fish doesn't know it lives in water.
Yeah.
The bird doesn't know it lives in air.
I think the bird, no, otherwise they would go to the river. They don't want to go to the river.
Okay.
They know they are somewhere in the sky.
These are all just stories, but it's just how tricky wrong view is, in a way. It's very tricky.
But the fish is only ignorant.
Fish is perhaps ignorant. I think of a fish as being very ignorant, but...
Well, just ignorant. Not wrong view.
Yes, true.
But understand and answer that, see?
Of course.
So, Ajahn, when you say the Anusya and Asava is still there, means that even as animals, actions can be conditioned by wrong view?
Because it's I, no matter you call me dog or cat.
But I as mana, being, maybe?
But I is being. It depends on whether with attachment or with nitti or with mana. Beyond expectation. It has to be that moment of directly understanding from the center.
The same way we were talking this morning about Panya, even like Socrates, he didn't hear the Dhamma because of accumulated, something can be manifested.
Some aspects, no understanding of whatever appears.
So even as an animal, even though they don't, like human beings, have wrong view about leaf and all that, it can still affect their thinking.
Because it's there.
It's there.
Asava, or Vasava is there. As I, being, no matter where the world, but it's being, such.
So actually it's the same as every sankhara khanda.
That's
it,
right.
Can affect.
No people and no things at all. They are just different realities arising together by conditions. Each does know the other at all.
So amazing the Dhamma.
The citta does know cetasika. And the citta does not know citta. Cetasika does know citta. They arise together.
So Panya, when it arises, it knows the Dhamma which has just fallen away.
The characteristic of each one as it is.
And it's nimitta, right?
Yes,
and
nimitta.
That was the question. So nimitta, we call this nimitta, sankhara nimitta, a reality, or we call it a concept?
Not concept.
Not concept, yeah. Because
but
it's not thinking.
But when we talk about nimitta, there is no reality of nimitta. But as long as there is reality,
there must be nimitta. So it's a overthinking when we're trying to classify nimitta as either reality or concept.
Just know that reality
have nimitta.
Yeah. Because no one can pinpoint the actual moment. Because the process keep on by an antarapajaya and samanantarapajaya. Nothing can insert in between, even Panya, because it's not time.
But Panya can understand everything.
Yes.
Even though it does not insert, it can understand that
the
there is no gap.
Or it
is different.
Limita of each characteristic.
And the Panya of the Buddha knows not just the gap, it knows more. It knows that
Multi-science,
it's many realities,
yeah.
One after the other.
Like now, the many realities pass without understanding, but for the Buddha's Panya.
And also no Panya.
Huh?
Panya also no Panya is anatta.
Again, yeah, it's different. Yeah.
As no me.
Right.
I mean, anything can be the object of Panya. But here we are talking about the Panya at the level of Satipatthana knows, has nimitta as object, and it does not see discrete realities. It's many, many realities, the nimitta of many realities.
As one, see,
huh?
As one characteristic.
Just a characteristic. But in the case of the Buddha, even though it's many realities, the characteristic of many of the same realities, he understands that it's how it is, how many realities.
Yeah, it's amazing, unthinkable.
Exactly right.
But also, like I said that day, I feel very fortunate, lucky to have heard you, but it's also conditions. If you've accumulated the conditions, then you must hear when the time comes. You have to hear. It's just conditions. There's no one to decide to go this way or that way. It's just different conditions.
That's why there's more understanding of pachi in order to have less clinging.
How can there be detachment if one does not see the difference between reality and concept? Cannot. One is always thinking about concepts with attachment.
Take it for real.
Take it for real. And so, letting go, the idea of letting go is not letting go, it's just more attachment.
to letting go of wrong understanding. See, that I just, this is my life. No, no one.
It's always something. Not I, it can be something. Look at a tree, look at the tree, we're thinking about the tree and everything. It goes automatically all the time.
But Pandya can develop anyway. Even so long, it's developed from moment to moment.
It's really very, very valuable, the Dhamma. Very valuable. I mean, life goes on as it is, which you cannot change anyway, but plus there's understanding, it's like more than winning a lottery.
So just the moment is enough for each moment. So valuable. No matter what. No selection. To see that all are the same. Before they are equal. No matter Kusala or Akusala. See. Panya, which doesn't mind or matter about the difference at all. Because whatever is the truth is arising in following it.
If Panya minds, it shows no detachment. Right? If you think you have to do this special thing to know this reality and not that, that means no detachment.
If there is no hearing, the words of the Buddha at all, so no understanding, no one can condition understanding to it.
I don't know if I understand much, but I know when I hear a little bit of what you say, Joan, it's so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's, it seems so amazing. And that's a beginning.
Yes.
When you hear that,
and
it seems so true. And I sometimes think, I don't know how much I really conventionally speaking, I don't know how much I really understand, but what I have heard sounds so true.
The channel sometimes talk about beginning again and again. That's very hard, isn't it?
Harder than when you are asked to do it. You can do anything wrongly, but you don't know that it's wrong. Only Panya knows that that's not the path, that's not the way leading to the understanding, the characteristic as no self. It is always I who try to sneak in all the time. Doubt, I doubt.
And as you say, we remember to forget. The past is gone completely. And what you're talking about is what is appearing now. And is there understanding? So you need to begin again and again.
Yes. Because that which is, which has a reason, is covered up by the other moment, which is not understanding.
Say it again, John, please.
That which you understand is covered up by the next moment.
Arising, cover up the falling away of. So.
That's right. Begin again, because that seems like it's there. It's not there.
No.
Because the other wrong understanding of the self comes in more. That's why that which has been there so little, it needs more again and again and again.
That's clear to me. Ignorance is so powerful.
And more. Coming in all the time. Different level. Before it is so natural that whatever comes is the object of understanding. If not, it's gone, it's ignorance. That's why reading the Tripitaka must be with understanding to have more confidence. Just understand it, little by little. And understand the different moments of without awareness. And with the reference.
Actually, even if conventionally we reflect that our life from birth to now, nothing has gone the way we could have imagined. I mean, how did it come to be like this today? How are we here today? It's going to be like this in the future. Just dhammas. Nobody can predict, nobody can change, expect or anything.
This is a little more understanding of no self. See, take it a little.
But it can also be reflected with the idea of self.
Certainly. Until reality appears as it is, by then, no one has made it its condition to be object of right awareness and right understanding in time comes. Not I, see. Because it's there, and understanding is there, no one.
So, Acharya, the Bharamis, they are developed as a result of the development of Panya, or they support Panya, or both?
The Bharami is the Panya which understands. Without at the moment of Pushpa, there cannot be the path leading to, because the path so long.
Need the help of
to the
other Dhammas.
Understanding the destination or the realization of the truth.
It's like not enough strength, you need support.
Yeah. Which must be goodness, who's never. Satya Parami, see. It's true, it's real, no one can do anything. If one thinks about doing something to make it quicker, then it's wrong. So Satya is just actually true. For now, see, what is seen. See, closer to reality, or far away from that which appears because of touching, impinge on the eyeballs, so seeing can see it.
My question is actually like, I'm asking, for example, right now you ask, what is that, any understanding of seeing, and no Satya Bharami, and I'm saying this sounds like also because there's understanding, there's more Satya
of the truth.
Of the truth, and I'm thinking because of understanding, there's also more Metta, and at the same time, without Metta and Satya, understanding cannot grow. So it's like both ways.
Because you see that what condition made that? See, without the understanding of just the same for everyone, there are different realities. See, so being good friend, and when you get hurt, from whom? No one. Seeing false way, hearing false way, you take the other as people, person, so real, but actually, what we dislike, the eye, or the hand, or the finger, or what? Nothing. So, understand better that all are the same. No matter human being, what nationality, or whether it's animal.
Because in the end, it's just seeing and thinking. No matter who we think about, it's seeing and thinking. And anger is anger. Attachment is attachment also.
All are realities. Exactly the same. So why destroy the other? Why not make that the other? And it's not by being forced to do, but having more understanding. You treat the others exactly the same. Equal.
And also you can see such other. Because if it's metta, it has to be also.
And more confidence, abhidhamma, and viriya, and all Parami.
Acham confidence Satta. I had a question about Satta just now.
Usually it's translated as faith, confidence, but that which at that moment is free from akusala. So its quality is like that which is pure without akusala, with other cetasikas.
Like in the text that say like the something that clears the water.
Right. So when is that the other cetasikas and citta clear from akusala?
In just in the Pali, I would say it's subdhu, to hold well, something that holds well.
Because
they
are
pure.
Yes.
And that's why it's one of the five powers?
Because you see that when the first kusala, or sopana cetasika, see, that was clear, and conditioned clearness of or conditioned reality which arise together. See, from akusala, depending on what arises with like panya or karuna.
So anything wrong with translating saddha as confidence?
Because you see that we cannot say all aspects of one reality. So what can be known? Okay, can be understood. They say something just to begin to understand clearer and better with other words later. So it depends on how much confidence, depending on how much satta, clear from akusala.
Is confidence, what we say, confidence in the path, confidence that this is the path.
With one you see.
Is this aspect of satta?
Because there are five satta. Without satta, the first one, the citta is not as clear.
With the citta?
It's not as clear.
Oh, it's not as clear.
So that which makes everything clear, pure, and add is the other ingredient like panya. Depending on level of panya, how much. When panya is better, higher, the satta is more clear, better than when panya is not as much. Like the object appears well, see. We think that we know. But actually with avisha it's not like as panya. See. So when there is awareness, the red one is much clearer than when we think about giving food and doing good deeds in other way without direct awareness of a certain characteristic which appears as it is, not so. That's why Sati Samachanya cannot be without panya. Panya makes it more clear, pure.
It's sometimes called the water.
Panya makes it pure?
Satta
makes it pure.
And panya is right. Without panya, can satta be as pure with like that with panya? They arise together, the five indriya.
So you're saying metta without panya is not as pure as metta with panya. Because panya is not taking it for self.
No better. It knows better. But when there is no panya, there is satta to give, but there is the I. Just it's better to give, but no understanding. It's better to understand. Just better to give. Pure as that level. But when it is with panya, it's pure. And when panya is more and more, the satta is pure and pure. According to panya. So without panya is only satta to do something, but with the idea of self. But when there is panya, it begins to be clear, depending on what kind of panya, what level of panya.
But now we're talking about different moments, because when kusala arises, there's no idea of self, and yet there is satta.
not as much.
But it can be followed by the idea of self. And when it's panya, it's understanding that it's not self.
So what about satta? It's clear.
It's clearer. Okay.
And it must be in the beginning, sort of all mixed up, and it just becomes clearer with time and more confidence and more wisdom.
What do you mean by mixed up?
Well,
different moment.
Well, it's a different moment. So I'm saying in the beginning there's going to be a lot more ignorance following, you know, when you talk about this idea of self, you know, that can quickly follow. So there's going to be a lot of...
So you mean when the all the saddha and viriya are developed as indriyas and balas, they arise more balas. Frequently.
Well, I'm saying because when those five, when it's indriya, because bala, the balas are stronger than the indriyas. So in the beginning, there's going to be a lot of ignorance or taking things for self in the beginning. But as time develops, there'll be less of that.
Less means something else is arising.
Less ignorance about what.
So moments of panya are arising more often.
Yes. With less, just a way of expressing. Because in the beginning there must be a lot of ignorance. It's just the way it would be.
But even sotapanna has ignorance.
Oh, yes, certainly.
But satta is better than those who are not sotapanna.
And of course, you know, the sotapanna is assured of full realization.
Yeah, but we have to talk about by virtue of what are the qualities of the sotapanna that makes him or her be assured to become enlightened in at most seven layers.
Well, of course, it's no wrong view anymore, which makes saddha very strong.
Acharya, how is doubt? Is doubt a hindrance? Is doubt a hindrance?
It can be object of understanding. Actually, nothing can be the hindrance.
I mean, it's...
Because when there knows that doubt is so strong.
Because before sotapanna, it has to arise.
Certainly. More refined.
At the moment of satipatthana, it's not possible to have metta, right? At the moment of satipatthana.
Different
moment. Right.
Because satipatthana means that metta is the object.
Right, it could be the object. But the mental process when the object is concept, can there be samadhiti?
Depends on what the object is.
If just concept,
and Jitta, which experience concept, cannot understand because there's no reality. There is concept. The reality is the moment when Jitta experience concept. So the Jitta is real and can be the object of Satipatthana,
right.
But not the concept.
No, not concept.
But what about Panya at the Pariyati level? It has concept as object.
Yes, but it's not the moment after it experienced the object.
But it knows that also, that it's a concept.
It knows that Jitta has concept as
yes,
its object.
Yes, it knows that also.
Like characters of Jitta.
So you can see the value of Pariyati.
It's a foundation, really.
Is there seen? Is there seen now the value of the question?
For example, can there be thinking when realities appear to Vipassana Jnani?
No, by definition.
Can there be thinking when realities appear to Vipassana Jnani? Vipassana Jnanas have realities as objects.
Yes.
So it can have vitakka as object.
And it can be thinking about that which appears.
Right.
But
because right thinking is vipaka chetasika.
Usually when it's not vipassana, it's I experiences with right understanding of some level. But when it's vipassana, what is meant by Vipassana. But the Veda, so clear, not like the Pariyatti and the Vipatti at all. So what is meant by clear, nothing else besides those objects, those realities. So that is the reality. The thinking is the reality. So they can be thinking as nothing.
And also, Acharya, if I remember right, there is, in the Vipassana Yana's different level, there is reviewing.
After becoming a Sotapanna.
After becoming, there is reviewing. So at that time, it's thinking, Vipanya.
Because even reviewing the Nibbana is not the moment of direct experience,
yes.
Which is Lokitara.
So at that time, Nibbana is the concept.
It's like thinking about the dream you have.
Acharya, when you say thinking here, you don't mean vitaka, right?
Mean vitaka. Thinking is vitaka, always.
Vitaka is...
But not as sorry thinking of something. Like
in the Eightfold Path, Sammasankappa.
Right, but it's not that precise to say vitaka is thinking.
Because you think of vitaka in terms of thinking.
And we,
I don't see vitaka as thinking.
So?
It's the touching the object, make it clear, right?
It touches.
It's a beating to the thinking without
that
vitaka.
That is the process of thinking.
But it's not the thinking, it's not the process of thinking. It's the beginning of the process of thinking.
It is each moment, it's like that beginning. At any moment, it is vitaka which is touching the object.
And it depends on the object. It is what one is thinking about, or the reality.
In the beginning, it's not a word, it's not this thing, it's each different. Sometimes, at one point it's a word, at one point it's shape and form, sometimes many things. It's still vitaka which is doing that.
Even
job.
Before shape and form, they are already mental process, right? And do we call that thinking?
Thinking is thinking anyway, right? Mm-hmm. But when it's Vipassana Yana, thinking is not I am thinking.
Okay.
It's
Anatasanya.
It's thinking, which appears as no one, nobody at all. It's thinking.
It's what thinking? It's Javana.
Yeah, it's Javana. It's Mandor.
Can we understand thinking as yourself?
In the beginning, I think that's difficult to jump, but by degrees we can understand that it is not self. It's always not self in a way.
Because from the question of can there be thinking without the idea of self?
Yes.
So can Vipassana experience thinking as not self?
Yes.
So that's it. So while there is nothing, only one object at a time, there can be thinking about them. But no one. It's just thinking. As thinking.
We still call that thinking.
Yeah, Vince, are you thinking that thinking actually is many, many chittas?
Normally when I say thinking, I mean the jhavana process of the mind or process. So many processes, and then thinking about...
Yeah.
Conceptualization process.
That is thinking, but many, many moments of thinking. Each one is thinking.
Which we usually take for self.
Right. Yeah.
That's take right. So many moments of seeing right now.
Because sometimes when we say thinking, we mean chittas. When it's not seeing, hearing, touching,
sometimes we mean
that's thinking.
Yes.
And now that's
why I like to use thinking as in the chitta that is not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Yeah. Normally
we say that chitta is thinking.
Right.
But if we want to be precise, then it's vitaka. And vichara also, Jan?
Vichara also. It always arises.
And also, the reason I use as chitta is because then we go on to say that if there was no, there cannot be thinking without sanya, right? So sanya also, so that's why I prefer to use chitta as thinking. But
yeah,
in reality, sanya just marks.
Yeah, I remember.
right? It arises with vipaka also.
And actually, the characteristic of the difference between rupa and not so clear when it's vipassana.
Not so clear.
Very clear.
And that's why it's anatta-sanya.
Because there's nothing with rupa, there's nothing with nama, that which experience.
So now, Achan, we are struggling to understand, but while mixing many things together.
It must be like that in the beginning.
Otherwise, there cannot be the difference between the pariyati, the patipati, and the pativeda.
I mean, today you were asked, I was commenting on the banana I was eating, sweet, and then I didn't even know it was sour or salty. Right? See, even that, there's no...
Everything is gone. Together with other things all the time. That's why it's not clear when it's not samasati and panya.
What I'm trying to say is that even when I'm listening to Dhamma, it's mixing so many things.
All gone. Cannot be known because it's not the patipati and the pativeda.
And the great thing about panya is that it's not wrong.
Never. It's no more thinking about what one has heard by condition. Otherwise, we think about other things. So the more hearing, the more there can be condition for thinking over it again as tintamya panya.
So even if the answer is no, it's by conditions.
Every moment.
I'm just thinking really how amazing it is to hear the Dhamma Ajahn and how amazing it is. And how rare, really, I believe it is relatively, but how valuable it is to hear.
To be conditioned for hearing again.
Yes, yes.
Understanding more little bits.
I'm thinking, Ajahn, if you're hearing the Dhamma, you're accumulating wisdom, your rebirth, even if you're born as anything animal, you're still different from people who have not heard the Dhamma.
Each is different. And much more than that, even if it has fallen away, it's there in the mind, accumulation, to condition at the moment.
Would you like to be Devadatta now?
You know, I admire him. I really admire his, that he's going to be a Pratyeka Buddha. Really, and if he's a Pratyeka Buddha, I'd be very happy to meet him.
That's a good way to look at it, Sukhin. I like that very much. You know, he had a lot of ignorance, tremendous amount of ignorance, but also he's accumulated a lot of wisdom. That's a wonderful thing to think about. But he'll be able to consider the Dhamma enough, and it will be so powerful that he'll
he's
be able
to... He's not a Savaka. He's going to be a Pratyeka Buddha.
Right.
Second to the Buddha.
Even though he's suffering, dukkha, but the panya accumulated is still amazing, right?
And even the last Buddha, Gautama, said unpleasant things to previous Buddhas. That's true.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Even Buddha, the Buddha who just passed, Gautama Buddha, he in previous life said something bad about other Buddhas.
Why bad?
Well, he said, apparently, he slurred one Buddha in a previous life. I've heard that he did that.
In his previous life?
Yeah, his previous life.
Yes.
He did?
Anything can be. You don't
but before he was Bodhisattva?
No, while he was Bodhisattva.
While he was Bodhisattva?
I believe that. Yes, I believe so. Anyway, it's not so important, but I remember reading
I remember one life he followed wrong teachings.
Right.
Was it that way?
Could have been. I don't know, but there was a time when he...
So many lives.
Yes, so many lives.
So it would have been many lives. So all these stories about Bodhisattva's past life, it cannot be just one. It can be many like that, similar.
So his name might have been Jyotipala or something like that.
No, no, not Jyotipala.
It was somewhere in you. I remember reading about it. I was quite surprised.
Anything can happen.
Yes. Yes.
But Achan, at the same time, we know that a bodhisattva cannot lie.
Never.
So, anything else can happen. Okay.
There are reasons why I know that he had to, because not all Buddhas, after they leave home, some are enlightened quite quickly. The last Buddha had to go through those, 6 years of of very difficult times, and there are reasons for that. Whereas all Buddhas are different, and some who live, sometimes thousands of years, when they leave home, they're enlightened within a week or very quickly. Whereas this Buddha is not the same, they're all different. Because this is a couple where you've got five Buddhas, very unusual. Yeah. There are times when there is just no Buddhas for many, many, many kapas, but uncalculable times. But this kapa, there are five, which is very unusual.
But again, we can see how easily, even when we're thinking of dharma, we're thinking about getting result. Now we're talking as if either we get something or not get something. There's no understanding and detachment. We're trying to measure, we're going to hear future Buddhas, when we're going to hear.
Well, there can be some, I hear what you're saying, and I think that's true. Mostly there's a lot of attachment and ignorance a lot of the time. But two, there can be some wisdom which really appreciates
different moments,
the wonderful thing that the Dhamma
is. But you see how much that accumulated attachment
is. Yes, that's true. There must always be.
And what is the valuable thing we get from talking like this?
Help to consider the Dhamma.
How?
Appreciate opportunities of this lifetime.
Yeah, that's what you really think?
Usually that's what I appreciate, the opportunity.
Amongst all the other stuff.
No, I think mostly we just talk because I had the habit of thinking and talking.
And what does Panya get from these moments?
What does Panya get? Panya is to understand.
The chant is very hard. Maybe it's there somewhere, here and there, but mostly it ends up more ignorance and attachment. On the whole, if there's panya, it's very little.
Panya and just saying more about anatta, more controllable. The method when you say this, I don't say that, all anatta.
But again, anatta, just talking about how everything arises by conditions, that it takes many kappas to become enlightened and all that.
It will lead to
Is it really
self.
Understanding about anatta?
It's not self, beyond control. The beginning and then that which has arisen beyond control. So that which has arisen cannot be taken to self. Interpolated. It depends on whether it's
depends,
or
it
not.
Depends.
And it's gone. It's cannot be taken for any permanent thing of self at all. But the conditions, that's one. On and on. Until one can say, so tari.
So what?
Tari.
What is tari?
More so boring, so same old, same stuff arising.
Next life you might think like this, again and again and again. Or not at all.
Just round and around and around in a circle.
But that has to be panya. Well, us, for us, it's not diary.
It's what panya can get from whatever appears. from conversations or things we're talking about this relationship with God.
The same stuff. And that's the beginning of wisdom.
Never boring. Never boring when there's no understanding.
Never boring when there's no understanding?
Yes. Tomorrow what we will do. See? Again and again and again.
But on the other hand, when there's interest in understanding Dhamma, it's also not boring to come and listen to the same thing over and over again.
Yes, but boring about being again and again and again in different world.
But frankly, Acharya, I'm not at that sense of being bored of.
That's why it's the function of Panya when it develops on and on. Even at moment as being so pleasant, Panya can see that it's gone. Such pleasantness is only pleasantness, no matter many life ago or this life or in the future, just that. So it's a function of Panya to think wisely about that which appears that is gone and it arises again. Like this, from life to life. No wonder.
But it doesn't matter, I mean.
See, because it's not Panya.
No, I'm saying it does not matter because if it's not arisen, it's not arisen. If it's not Panya, it's not Panya.
But when it has arisen, one is attached to it.
And that also is anatta.
So, the understanding of nothingness is so helpful. But not that which arises again, okay, is helpful to be born, to hear, or to do again and again and again.
But it has to be Panya.
That's it. So Panya is the best of all. It can
so
understand.
Just now when I said it doesn't matter, maybe also it's not showing the importance of Panya. So it doesn't matter in the sense that because there's no control, but it matters a lot in the sense that Panya needs to develop and there's no Panya.
And that is Panya which knows, see, little by little. Before it's not minded at all about whatever appears. It has to go away. The words of the Buddha condition. The understanding of no self, that the different realities uncontrollable. Like now, after the previous one. Different one, different one, different one. Keep on going.
Becoming, 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 becoming.
So, when the panya is weak, it also means the paramis are weak.
So without panya, that goodness cannot be parami.
Again, Ajahn, please.
Without panya, all the goodness is not parami. It will lead to more pleasant moments as a result of it. And even if understanding what is seen now is only that which is seen. So the more it arises, it slips in, it develops. And when it's more and more, you can see the power of letting go, the idea of people and things work. It appears as it is, but ignorance cannot get it as not so. Just a moment of the arising and falling away of conditioned realities.
So this problem is, we take this whole as real. So that's why Panya needs to know that actually it's one reality at a time and not something.
And the rest of the Buddha will lead one little by little to the real experience, the true characteristic of just one reality at a time.
Right now it's only intellectual.
But this will lead to direct understanding. Understanding is impossible to have the direct awareness.